A growing threat for the deer population. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
It's concerning. It's unfortunate. We now know we have chronic wasting disease in three counties, Hardeman, Fayette, and Madison.
Ultimately, it becomes almost an ecological nightmare.
Tennessee wildlife officials gave updates this week to state lawmakers about the situation in southwest Tennessee, where chronic wasting disease has now been confirmed in at least 183 deer in three counties. And more tests are pending results. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency's CWD coordinator is Chuck Yost.
We hope that that's the only counties that it's in. However, we've established a management zone that includes eight counties in southwest Tennessee. And our goal is to contain it to the three counties and to decrease the prevalence there.
Chuck Yost and other wildlife officials agree this is going to be a huge challenge to try and contain this disease that, again, is not a known threat to human health, but it's occurring in an area where deer are well populated and hunted. And there's no doubt it will have an impact on the economy.
Deer hunting is a huge part of the Tennessee culture. So, you know, a lot of people care deeply about it. It's a real emotional issue, chronic wasting disease is. And, yes, it's, estimated at $170 million economic impact to the state.
Also updating lawmakers on CWD and its effects here was UT Extension wildlife specialist Dan Grove. He's been researching this disease for the past 15 years, and as Tennessee becomes the 26th state with CWD, he sees a lot of impact this disease has on the environment.
The majority of dollars hunting-wise in terms of license sales and things like that come from hunting big game. And as you end up losing big game hunters, you end up losing money for conservation, which then becomes a problem for all the other species.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.